Hi, and welcome to the Grow to Grow podcast with your fellow nature lovers at orchardsnearme.com. Every week, we share a passion for living life outdoors. Whether it's easy mindful exercises or foraging for foods we love, we will share all of our thoughts. We hope that you are inspired to create your own journey along the way. If you like what you hear, feel free to share with your friends and family, and don't forget to visit us at orchardsnearme.com. This week, we are going to share a few ways that we would like to save on fruit waste. How can you be more fruit friendly, choose to give the environment a hug, and really appreciate the land around you? This is what we are all about. We have a few tips that can help you use the best of what is on and off the shelves at different seasons. Today, everyone is asking you to go green, be more sustainable, and think of the environment. But do the major shopping centres tell you where their fruit is coming from, how the farmers are treating them, and where the margin is squeezed? We don't really know how they undergo the selection process when choosing the fruit to display on the shelves. All we can see is the best and brightest fruits make it home to our fruit bowls. So where is the rest? A report by the UK's Global Food Security Group programme found that over two-fifths of all fruit can be wasted because it is considered ugly. Now is a good time to say that we love the ugly duckling. In a plastic-filled world where Botox is trending and filtered selfies are the norm, let us not forget that our individual blemishes are what make us unique. So if you are looking for the peaches with the dimples, check out your local market stalls. They don't seem to discriminate against misshapen fruit as much as the larger chains. Go into any organic shop to discover dimple fruits. Be conscious and actively choose the loneliest fruit on the block. Another interesting study has highlighted the quality of scarred fruits, and the results are pretty positive. If we always pick the aesthetically pleasing fruit, it may not be the tastiest. According to the Cambridge Review study from 2014, it found that organic fruit has lower pesticide content and up to 40% higher antioxidant content. So we say to all of our fruit-loving friends, enjoy the fruit with all of its scars and dimples. Here's an idea for a fun night in. Do a fun blind taste test for friends at home. Buy several pieces of fruit at different stores and slice them up for your friends. I've tried this, and there is no comparison between the water-injected fruit found in many stores versus their organically less modified fruit found in local organic stores, the latter being simply delicious. We usually have a few bottles of cider to wash the fruit down. Happy tasting for everyone. Here are some of our simple tips to help reduce fruit waste. First, plan your meals. Using grocery lists and avoiding impulse buys will help you to shop smarter and only buy items that you plan to use. Secondly, store fruit. Store leftovers effectively to save for another meal. Freezing seasonal fruit is a great way to use excess fruit out of season. Thirdly, be informed. As a member of the picking community, you will always have access to the latest information on harvest seasons, fruit picking dates, and events from around the world. Fourth, buy the ugly fruits. Many fruits and vegetables are disregarded because of the small bump or bruise or strange shape. If you peel the fruit, you may find that they taste perfect and are good to eat. And last but not least, give it away. Instead of throwing it away, why not give it away? Donate what you don't use back to a local food bank. Thank you for listening, and if you have any questions, you can contact us at any time, orchardsnearme.com.